ready? Hey, you think you can tell us what to do? You think you can tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
No Fred Fowler, J.T. Barrett, A.J. Hoffman. It's The Blitz, ESPN 97.5 studios here in Houston, Texas. We've been talking Serena Williams. We've been talking Bun B for some reason.
That's because you said something crazy.
I didn't say anything crazy. Eventually, we're going to get to AJ asking me questions.
Oh, everybody says Pete Weber is the guy I'm thinking of, not Dick Weber. Pete Weber.
Okay. Eventually, AJ is going to ask me questions that I'm going to have to ask for all of the black delegation.
Yep.
I'm ready for that. Because I got a few, because I have a few questions for you.
Now that you bring that up, someone had tweeted me and said, ask JT why black people say axe instead of ask.
That just might be my Dallas accent.
Okay.
Because that's, for some reason in Dallas, we talk a lot different than anybody else, right? So instead of, you know the word, you know when you iron something, like iron your clothes, people in Dallas don't say iron, they say earn.
Earn?
Yes. About to go iron my clothes.
Okay.
Like, that's just one example that I know for sure.
Okay.
Black people in Dallas do. Like,
okay.
Yeah. I don't know why, but that's just what it is. It's like my Dallas draw.
All right.
So. But yeah, I'm excited
for
that. But
I do hear a lot of black people say, let me ask you.
Well, let me ask you this.
You said ask.
Ask.
Yeah, that's different. But
let me ask you this.
When you first said, said AJ's going to ask me some questions.
Like an S at the end of it?
No, like X, AXS. Like, let me ax you. Or AXE even. Like, I'm going to chop some wood.
Yeah. I forget.
You forget that it's ASK? You can't forget that.
No, I know how to spell it at all times.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's good. Let's talk to Lamont. Sports, Lamont.
Hey, man, what's up? I wanted to talk about that whole Bun B and Scarface deal.
Okay.
It's nowhere in the world that Bun B is more popular than Scarface. I'll give you an example, and you keep emphasizing worldwide. But let's go with a smaller sample size right here in Houston. I'm not going to name drop the other station, but Bun B make frequent guest appearances on another station. Do you know how many white people that do not even know who Bun B is in the city of Houston? The people that was asking me, you know, well, who is this guy in Houston? The dude ain't even much all the way in Houston. It's no way in the world Scarface comes on a radio show in Houston and 100% of 99% of the people don't know who he is. I think that's crazy. I think that you may be younger and you may be looking at things in recent pop culture over the last 10 years, but Scarface is known, man, easily known, way more than Bun B. He's done work with Tupac, Jay-Z, Eminem. He's done work with Eminem, man. That's all I have, fellas.
All right.
Listen, you also have to realize, though, that in the black community, right, I know this for sure. At my age, in the black community, from the age of 9, right now, from the age of about 9 or 10 to about 70, all black people know the International Players Anthem or Big Pimpin'.
Yeah, but you're talking about, again.
I'm talking about.
You're talking about a guy he guest tracked on.
But
I asked you what's the biggest hit that Bun B ever put out?
Yeah, I mean, like with UGK?
Yeah.
UGK?
Like, what's the biggest hit that UGK put out that made it, like, I'm not talking about in maybe just in Houston, but I'm talking about that made it worldwide. And I would say, I would almost bet it's not bigger than Mind Playing Tricks or Damn It Feels Good to Be a Gangster.
Probably not, but the songs that he worked on were bigger than that. That's what I'm saying. That is the logic that I'm putting into it. Do we have an update on the poll?
No, let me check.
That's the logic that I'm putting into it.
Okay.
People know, like, when Let Me See It come on, Let Me See It, Let Me See It, Bend Over. People know what that is.
Okay.
Right? When International Players Anthem come on, people know what that is.
Yeah.
That is a song that is going to be played at weddings for years to come. Years.
But I just
me and all my friends talk about how that song is going to be played for years to come at weddings. Not only that, and look, listen, Lamont, it could be my recency bias, right? It could just be I'm 26, right? Yeah, I'm young. That's fine. I'm not saying I don't know who Scarface is, because I know who Scarface is. I've listened to plenty of music back in my day. My iTunes library is pretty full.
Okay.
Right? And I listen to all type of music, from the Black Keys to, you know, Royce the 5'9" or John Connor. People probably don't even know about, right? I listen to everything. So I know who Scarface is, but I'm thinking like regular people, regular population, what songs would they know a lot more of? And I think it would be one of those songs.
But you're saying this is like, all right, you know, so Eminem is a big star.
Yes.
He is a big star. You remember when he wrote that, or when he did that song, Stan?
Yes.
And that chick Dido was on it?
Yes.
Now, you're acting like now Dido is somehow a bigger star than name random rapper because she was on a big hit song on somebody else's big hit song. That doesn't make you a big hit songwriter.
People don't listen to Stan on a daily basis. People listen to probably Big Pimpin' and International Player Anthems probably about 100 more times than they have ever listened to Stan.
Nope.
Stan is a sad song.
But Stan was the number one song in the country. It was the number one song in the country for weeks.
I'm sure it was. And at that time,
that makes it a hit.
At that time, yes. But
and by the way, it's on an album that sold more than both those songs you're talking about combined.
I don't know about that.
All right.
I don't know about that.
The Marshall Mathers LP, you're telling me you don't think it sold more than that?
I don't think it sold more than what album was that? You know what? It might have sold more than Volume 3 for Jay-Z. It might have sold more than Volume 3 for Jay-Z. You might be right about
that. I might be right.
Yeah.
Because, again, Eminem is in with the white people.
I mean, Jay-Z is as well.
Jay-Z is too, yeah.
Yeah. So, but I'm thinking like regular folks.
Okay. Well, all I'm saying is, the Marshall Mathers.
And she just sung on a track. I don't know who the hell she is, and I don't care who she is, right? But people know the UGK verses on both of those songs.
You just sang her verse on Stan.
People know it, but I mean, like, I don't. Let me tell you something.
Jong, am I winning this argument?
No. When Stan came out, right? I listened to Stan, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't have Stan on my phone saved in my iTunes library right now, right? It's on my computer, but it's not on my phone. The songs that's on my phone, those are the songs that I would listen to on a daily basis or a weekly basis. Guess what I do have on my phone? It's Big Pimpin' and International Players Anthem. Like, because those are songs that are going to live forever, and I'm not saying Stan isn't.
Man, I think,
but these songs are.
No, I think you're looking at this from your perspective, because the Marshall Mathers LP sold 11 million copies since
32 million worldwide.
Worldwide, Jay-Z's Volume 3 sold only 3 million copies.
Yeah, that's what I said. I said that it did more than that album, but
10 times more.
Yeah, but if it's a regular Jay-Z album, like, that wasn't Jay-Z's best work, right? That's on the lower scale. If we go to Jay-Z's best album and put it up against Eminem's,
I wouldn't do that, because
I'm
almost positive that he would have doubled his sales. What do you think Jay-Z's best album is? I'll look it up.
I would bet his best-selling album is the Black Album.
Either that or Reasonable Doubt.
Reasonable Doubt did not sell like those other ones.
No, so I'm
but
pretty
I,
sure it is.
I would bet it's the Black Album, and or Hard Knock, the Volume 2, Hard Knock Life. That's the one I bet. It's one of those two.
3.5 million for the Black Album.
Okay.
That's 10 times less than Eminem's Marshall Mathers LP.
What about Volume 2?
Let me look
that's
it up.
That's the one I would. I bet that's his best selling.
Or the Blueprint. I think the Blueprint might be up there as well.
I bet that's not even close.
Really?
Nope.
Wow.
I would bet Volume 2 did more than $10 million. But still, that ain't $30
million. No, it's not.
Yeah. I mean, listen, and I think you're underestimating the power of Eminem.
No, I'm not. I love Eminem.
Like, I'm just talking about how much that dude sells.
Oh, okay. I got you.
Let me see. I'm looking at Eminem's sales numbers.
Jay-Z's Volume 2 Hard Knock Life, $5
million. $5 million. Okay. Eminem has had two studio albums that sold less than Jay-Z's best-selling album. One of them was Relapse, which was, by the way, it wasn't even the worst of the bunch. And then Marshall no. Mathers LP2 sold less than that. But all his album numbers, it's like 18 million, 32 million, 27 million, 21 million. I'm telling you, this song, Stan, and you're thinking now, you've got it on your phone, you're a young black guy. Dude, this song was big with black guys, with white yeah. guys, with white girls.
Yeah.
Didn't matter. Everybody heard it.
Everybody did hear Stan. You're right.
See? That's all you needed to say 20 minutes ago. You're right.
But
I'm right about this whole thing.
Okay.
All right. We'll take a break. It's Blitz on ESPN 95. I'm about to be a father. If I have a daughter, guess what I'm going to call her? I'm going to name her Bonnie. I read about your Uncle Ronnie, too. I'm sorry. I had a friend kill himself over something who didn't want him. I know you probably hear this every day, but I'm your biggest fan. I even got the underground shit that you did with Scam.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
I don't know if we can do the thing we're going to do where you speak for the black man. I don't think the black man wants you speaking to him today. At least according to my Twitter feed. You may not...
When I started this show, I told you I was going to piss a few people off, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you said you were going to piss people off because you were black.
Yeah, I am. And I think that's going to piss black people off as well.
Yeah, I think black people are pissed off that you're black.
Wait.
They want to trade you. The black delegation is trying to trade you now.
There's no trading me. And I think you mentioned one thing before as well. Bun B was not the best rapper in UGK. Like, I've never said that. I want everyone to know that for sure. Pimp C was a lot better than Bun B.
Okay.
Like, I want everyone to know that. All right. So if you about to call the HRP listener line, 713-780-3776, and say, you said Bun B was better. No, I did not. Bun B is not better than UGK.
We'll take this will be the last segment we take calls on this, and I got to move on. I got some Vince Young talk to do.
Oh, I love Vince Young talk.
But we'll take a couple more on
this. We'll take a couple more calls. And also, I'll be giving away a main event gift card.
Hey, what's the name on next 3, Jong? That guy's been waiting a long time, but there's no name.
I have to close the program out.
Oh, okay. Well, just go to line 3. Tell me, and I'll figure it out.
Ed?
Hey, what? Sports, Ed.
Sports.
What's going on, brother?
Hey, I was just calling, man. I listen to y'all pretty much every day, man. AJ, how you doing? So, check this out. This Bun B and Scarface thing, I love both of them. Their music, both of them dope. But popularity is no competition. Scarface beating this dude by miles, man.
Like miles?
Like miles.
Miles?
Bro. Like Bun B got one solo album, man. Like for real.
Okay, but he was but he was a part of
UGK. Last of a Dying Breed.
He was a part of UGK. Everyone
everybody knows Ghetto UGK Boys too, though.
He was a part of the songs that's real popular. He was a part of them.
But he didn't make the song. Yeah, you're talking about a guy singing a verse on a popular song doesn't make him the man. He's Dido.
Can we get some white people to call? I want white people to call in to the HRP listener.
White people, I think the white people think we're crazy today. They don't probably know what the hell.
They probably want Nastro's talk.
Yeah, we've got some white people. Lauren the Aggie said this segment is like a foreign language to me. She said I can pick up a few words here and there, but I've got no idea what you're saying.
I'm sorry, Lauren.
So.
Yeah.
And a white guy did say Eminem is the GOAT.
Oh, gosh.
A white guy asked, told me to ask you, what's a library?
A library?
Yeah.
Why? Because I don't know how to pronounce words?
I guess that's what they're saying.
Oh, gosh.
If you're going to be a radio announcer, you got to be able to say words.
First off, I have a terrible first name, right? And I still don't know how to say people's name.
Well, what's your first name?
Well, I go by JT.
I know that. Yeah. But what's your first name?
My first name?
Yeah.
Jatarez.
Jatarez?
Yes. If you was to see my name spelled, you would know how to say it.
Spell it out for me.
J-A-T-E-R-E-U-S.
Yeah, I'd go by JT if I were you.
Exactly. That's why I go by JT.
That's a good move.
Yeah.
But
now you have the curse of being named after a Ohio State quarterback.
Yes. That's why I have to put no OSU in my Twitter bio.
Yeah, but if your name was John, you'd start going by John Barrett, wouldn't you?
Probably.
Because you don't need that confusion. But
no.
Jataris, that's
Yeah.
That's too much.
It is.
Have you ever gotten on have you ever asked your parents, why'd you do this to me?
I have asked my mom.
No, you asked her.
Yeah, I asked my mom.
No, you asked. A-S-K. I'm trying to help
you
out here.
I have asked.
He just did it again, right, Jung?
Did I do it again?
Yeah, you did.
Yeah. Asked.
Asked.
There you go.
I have asked.
No, you just asked again. Oh, Lord. Let's talk to Ricky. Hey, Ricky Sports.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going all right. What's up, man?
First things first, I'm a 41-year-old black man, and I love the phone stand.
See?
So much that my kids love it also.
Everybody loves Stan.
Second of all, once he said he was 26 years old, I kind of stopped listening because there's no way Bun B is more well-known than Scarface. Come on, dude.
I think you just need to tap out on this one. I think you lost this.
All right, maybe I lost. Maybe I lost. I don't know. What does the Twitter poll say?
Actually, the Twitter poll had it going the other way. The last time I checked, but it was only like 20 votes. I'll check again.
Okay, thank you. I don't know. Maybe I lost on this one.
I'm
fine with admitting if I lost, but I would think that Bun B, and more people also said that as well, that they think Scarface, they hit me up in my inbox or my mentions and say they think Scarface is more known. I just thought that maybe Bun B was a lot more known.
Yeah, right now it has 28 votes going 61% Bun B. Okay.
I just think that, yeah.
I that's what I'm saying. I think for your age group, maybe Bun B is more popular. But I think...
I listen to Scarface more than I do Bun B.
I think amongst all grown-ups,
yeah.
I think that...
Amongst all grown-ups.
I'm just saying. I think that Scarface is bigger.
That's fine. Look, I'll take the L on this one. That's fine. I just think that
Mitchell. What do you think? Let's ask Mitchell. He looks.
Mitchell,
like
have you
Mitchell,
ever
you're
heard
down
of,
with the streets, right? What do you think?
Have you ever heard of any of the guys that we're talking about?
No. Mitchell doesn't know.
He doesn't know.
Mitchell.
Have you ever heard?
Mitchell is very, very white.
Name the most popular Scarface song.
Well, like the Ghetto Boy song. You've heard like My Mind's Playing Tricks on Me, right? Or Damn, It Feels Good to Be a Gangster.
He said he loves Office Space.
Oh, see, yeah. White people love Office Space. That's, you know, you've made it when you're a rapper and you get your song in a white people movie. I mean, that's when you're worldwide, baby.
Also, one more other thing before you get to that.
All right, hurry up. I got to make some money.
Eminem sold more than, it seems like Eminem sold more albums than Jay-Z, but
not even close.
Somebody mentioned the greatest thing ever. Black people don't buy albums. They download.
I mean, nobody
music.
Buys albums now.
Yeah. But still, back then, we download somehow. For some reason, we found a way to download music in the early 2000s instead of just buying it.
All right. Well, you cost him then. all right. I got to tell you. Yeah, y'all are stealing money from each other. That's black on black crime when you're downloading somebody's stuff for free. All right, guys. As the seasons change, you want to revitalize your outdoor living area? Do it with the custom style and quality you've come to expect from Allied Outdoor Solutions. They can renovate your fading pool deck, your grayed-out patio, your outdated driveway with a carved stone overlay. It'll give you the look of real stone on your existing surface for less money. It's troweled, hand-carved, custom-colored for your home. It looks great. It's twice as strong as concrete, and Allied stands behind it with a 7-year warranty. If your backyard's currently a blank slate, they'll help you build it from the ground up. Whether you want a functional concrete patio or you want to go with a big boy, go with an outdoor kitchen and a patio cover, they can do that all. They'll help you with residential and commercial projects, and they offer 0% financing for up to 18 months. Save yourself the hassle and expense of tearing everything out and starting over. Go with a Carstone overlay. Get the look and feel of real stone for less from Allied Outdoor Solutions. Stop by the showroom, I-10 in the Beltway, or check out the Carstone Projects photo gallery at AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com. That's AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com, or give them a call for a risk-free estimate. 713-465-0400 for Allied Outdoor Solutions.
Players don't sleep. And all I gotta say to you, wanna be, gonna be coochie eating jealous hearted pranksters, is when the shit jumps off, what the hell you gonna do? Damn, it feels good to be a gangster.
ESPN 97.5. Please stand by. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
J.T. Barrett, A.J. Hoffman, ESPN 97.5 studios here in Houston, Texas. It is time for a giveaway. Win a $25 gift card to Main Event. Get ready for Wave, your fun flag and main event this 4th of July. Listen all week for your chance to win a $25 gift card, valid for gameplay throughout a main event center near you. Head for fun this 4th of July. Head for main event, eat, bowl, play. Caller 17 wins a main event gift card worth a few dollars.
I was looking up a see if like Rolling Stone or someone had ever done a list of the greatest rappers of all time, which they didn't.
Okay.
They probably don't want to make black people angry.
Yeah, that would
best rapper conversation is a great way to anger the black community.
Yep. You see our caller list right now?
Yeah. you think it's a bunch of angry black people?
Ooh, yeah, man. Because one
all
of
mad
one,
at you though, not
one,
me.
Yeah, one of the guys says AJ co-host knows nothing about music.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whatever, dude.
Billboard.
I know I know a lot about music. I can talk about a lot more music than you can. And I'm not just talking about rap. I can go outside of rap as well. Don't come at me, homie.
Billboard did their top 10 rappers. And I at first glance, I think it's nonsensical. So I don't even know if I want to give it any credit.
I wouldn't, because when you're talking about in the black community, when you're talking about rap, there's so many different things you have to talk about, right? You have to talk about lyricists. You got to talk about flows. You got to talk about what type of genre in rap this is, right? Because it can be... You can be on your Nas stuff where it's like real lyrical, right? Or your Common stuff, you know, like real lyrical. Or it can be like your party music rap, like nowadays where you got like Migos and stuff like that. I mean, like there's different, even if it's rap or hip hop, there's still different subgenres inside.
I think the fact that number 10 on their list is Lil Wayne kind of, it makes the whole rest of the list seem pointless to me, if I'm being honest.
A lot of people will call right now and tell you how great Lil Wayne is.
Lil Wayne can't be on an all-time great top 10 hip-hop list. It's impossible.
I'm telling you right now, people will call in right now and tell you Lil Wayne is a top 5 rapper of all time. That is a argument that I've had with people before.
Those people don't know who Rakim is. That's anybody who thinks
or KRS-One.
Yeah, if you think Lil Wayne's a top 5 rapper of all time, you don't know who Rakim is. I don't know. You don't know who Ghostface is. You don't know a lot. I'm out on you.
Yeah.
I thought that was it. Squally.
Squally?
Yeah, the one.
Okay. What's up, Squally?
What's going on? Sports.
Sports, Squally.
I'm a 42-year-old black man.
All right.
And to me, one of the best rappers alive is a white guy by the name of Eminem.
Okay.
Okay.
To me, worldly renowned, Scarface across the world, he is more better and more famous than Van Dyke.
He is more better. Yes, you're right about that.
To me, Lil Wayne is not in the top 10 of rappers of all time. At this day and age, Lil Wayne is one of the best rappers right now to date. But of all time, I'm not going to put him in top 10.
I wouldn't put Lil Wayne as a best rapper today either. Thanks for that call, though. Look, I agree with you on most of that stuff. And it looks like I'm going to have to agree with everybody as far as Scarface being more known. But again, like, these guys are a lot. People has called it in. The last three people were 41, 42, 45.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's probably like the reason why they've been.
You saying they're too old?
I think so. I don't know. Like, I'm pretty sure if Jerome, like, ask Jerome this question.
And ask him.
Ask. Ask Jerome this question tomorrow. Because he's on with you tomorrow, right?
Yeah.
Ask him tomorrow.
Jerome's going to say Miles Davis.
Oh, my God. Is that how old he is?
I don't know. Let's talk to Russell. Hey, Russell.
The first white caller.
I just want to be a white guy calling in today.
Hey, congratulations. Hi, you're our first white caller. Congratulations. John, can we get some applause or something?
Do we have any?
Ring a bell. Let's let everyone know. We got our first, there we go, our first white caller of the day. What do you
got,
Russell?
I just want to say, if JT, you said you know music, but you didn't know how big Eminem's album was. But how much music do you actually know?
Well, listen, I didn't know what his album sales were. But did I listen to damn near every Marshall Mathers, like all of his EPs and stuff like that? Yeah, I like Eminem growing up. I still like Eminem now. Like, I still listen to him now. I just don't have Stan as a song that I play on a daily basis. That's me.
Okay. All right.
That's what I'm talking. That's what I said about Eminem. I never said Eminem was bad. Did I ever say
you
Eminem
didn't
was
say
bad?
He was bad.
I think Eminem is great.
All right.
I do think Eminem is great. But I do know music. Let's talk about the Black Keys if y'all want to. I love the Black Keys, right?
And I think you're just saying that to get on with the white
people. Oh, no, no, dude. I love, like, one of my favorite songs is Sinister Kid.
Okay.
A Sinister Kid is a kid who. I love that
song.
Wait,
do you listen to that music around other black people?
Yes. If you ask Cam right now, he'll be like,
no,
dude.
If I ask him or ax him?
If you ask Cam right now, he'll be like, yeah, JT listens to that music. I have a whole pop playlist.
But will you listen to that in black company that you don't know? Like, if you're around, like, five black dudes you just met, and they say, hey, JT, pull up some music. You pulling up the Black Keys?
Depends. It depends on what we're doing. If we're going out, no.
Okay.
If we're just chilling around the house, I'll play some Black Keys. I have a whole plot playlist. I give you the first five artists that's on here. The Rolling Stones, Hall & Oates, Pet Shop, One Republic, Coldplay. I got some Maroon 5.
Why do you have Rolling Stones on a pop list?
I don't know. I just put them on the pop list for some reason.
That's offensive to me.
It probably is, but I just put them on my pop list because I can listen to it all.
The fact you have the Rolling Stones on the same playlist as Coldplay is very disturbing.
It might be.
I don't like that.
I'm sorry. And that's where I'm going to offend the white people, right?
Yeah, you piss off white people now.
I can tell you how I can offend the black people a lot more. I think Prince, musically, was a lot better than Michael Jackson.
I don't think that pisses anybody off.
Oh, you are kidding. My freshman year in college, 1 against 25 in a room just like that we're in right now, it was me versus 25 other people. They tried to argue me that Michael Jackson lyrically or musically was better than Prince.
Like, Prince can play every instrument.
Instrument there is.
Yeah, he's like a freakish, he's like a musical genius.
Yes.
I mean, Michael Jackson was a big star.
Yes.
And Michael Jackson, maybe a bigger star at his peak than Prince.
He is. No, he is.
But not musically better.
No. And people don't understand. People think because Michael Jackson is the king of pop, right? And Michael Jackson he could get to any audience, no matter the age, no matter the color, the gender, the race, no matter what it is. And I'm not saying that Prince couldn't do that, but lyrically, Prince was a lot better. And Prince could also play every single instrument, I mean, probably that there was. He was better musically. Michael Jackson can dance and sing. Prince can do that all, plus play every instrument.
Someone asked you, and I don't know, we may not even have time to get to our whole thing where I get to ask you what black people think.
No, we have to. We have to, because I want to ask you why do white people do certain things?
That was a strong ask, by the way. That was good. That was a good one.
Thank you.
Lamont says the Biebs more popular than the Stones. No one's ever heard of some fossil named Mick. It's true. That's JT logic right there.
That is not Jay-Z's logic.
That is kind of Jay-Z logic. Yeah.
No,
like, you're
not
saying who's more popular, Justin Bieber or Mick Jagger. And
no, Mick Jagger.
If you put that poll on Twitter, guess what it's going to say?
Right now?
Yeah.
Oh, it's probably going to say, well,
it'll say
it
Justin Bieber.
If I go to your Twitter account, I think it might say Mick Jagger.
You think
people who follow you might be a little bit older.
Interesting. You've just offended my entire audience. And a lot of people asking, the black delegation proposes a trade. They're all trying to move on from
that. I don't know why. Man, look, Scarface is great. Bun B is great. All right? Y'all happy?
I'm sorry,
y'all,
man.
Get what y'all want.
You're just not as black as you were an hour and 45 minutes ago.
I think it's because you listened to Coldplay.
I think that's another thing. Yeah, you admitted to listening to Coldplay.
Y'all don't like Coldplay?
I don't even like Coldplay. I'm white.
Really?
No. Guys like Mitchell probably like Coldplay. Even he says no.
Really? Paradise is a great song.
No, you can have that. You like Maroon 5?
Dude, I love Maroon 5.
Yeah, I don't like that either.
I do like Maroon 5.
You're whiter than me. I'm whiter than me.
ESPN 97.5.
We'll be back. We're gonna change it up. Get to some Vince News stuff on the or Vince Young news on the other side of this. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. All right. Hey, tell the interns. We'll blast through these three people we got on. Tell the interns not to take any more music calls today. All right. I can't deal with it anymore. I gotta talk some sports.
AJ wants to talk sports.
We'll talk to, is that Mina?
What's up, Mina? Go ahead, Mina.
Sports guys, what's going on?
How you doing?
I'm doing good, and I know you guys are probably ready to get done with this conversation, so I will just weigh in, give my 2 cents. I think when you're talking about Bun B and Scarface, you should consider the longevity of the artist as well as the popularity. So I'm going to have to agree with JT and say that Bun B, I have to vote him over Scarface as far as popularity.
Longevity.
But I want to know from you guys, overall, what's your top three favorite artists of all time? Not genre specific. I'll hang up and listen.
All right, well, Scarface has been in the game a lot longer than Bun. Yeah, a lot longer. But thank you for the call. Yeah, look, I just think that he is a little. I think he's more known. I never said that Bun B was better than Scarface. Those words never came out of my mouth, right? Okay. Never. But she said top three artists of all time: Prince, Jay-Z, and also the Black Keys. That's for me. And that's my preference. Like for people who are saying I don't know music or because I like this type of music is a preference. I have listened to everything y'all have listened to as well.
Zeppelin, Stones, Beatles for me.
Yeah, except for classical music. I don't listen to classical music. And I love the Beatles as well.
Everyone loves the Beatles.
Yeah.
If they don't, they don't listen to the Beatles. They haven't heard it.
That's right.
Let's talk to Hector. Sports Hector. Hector. All right. Last one, Chuck. Sports, Chuck.
Sports, gentlemen.
Hey, now.
What's up, Chuck?
Off the top of my head, first of all, that doesn't even include Bun B and Scarface. That's just totally ludicrous. Bun B can't carry Scarface's jock. But off the top of my head, Rakim, KRS-One, Big Daddy Kane, LL Cool J, just in terms of flow. Now, you got to separate that between post-Biggie, Jay-Z, Nas, and pre-Biggie, Jay-Z, Nas, because those three are cool for the current people that kind of are catching to what's going on. But hip-hop used to be about really actually having lyrical content and a flow, where there wasn't a bridge that took the place of saying the same thing over and over again, a little chorus. That's what it is right now. But before, you actually had to say something. So trying to compare eras is like saying, is Jim Brown better than Emmitt Smith? It's a totally different thing altogether. So let's just try to, you know, get that straight. And the new guy, I forget your name, I'm sorry. You're a little young to be commenting on older rap, man. Stick to what you know, because if you think Bun B is better than Scarface, maybe better, but has the more popularity than Scarface, you should not be qualified to talk about music, dude.
Listen,
first off, I can talk about whatever I want
Chuck,
to.
Chuck, he's recently weaned from breastfeeding.
One, No, listen, I can talk about whatever I want to. That's the first thing. All right. I can do that. All right. And I never said, again, I've never said Bun B was better. I also said Scarface was better than Bun B, probably leaps and bounds. And I know who KRS-One is. I think he's probably the greatest lyricist of all time. At least one of them. Top three. I can talk music. Don't come at me, bruh. Holla at you, boy.
You already, listen, you need to stop talking. Like, you need to start talking white. The black people have turned on you.
No, well, apparently the white people are going to turn on me, too. Because apparently white people don't like Maroon 5 or Coldplay.
No, I think some white people do, but they're much younger than me.
Gotcha.
I'm not into
but I
that.
Listen to your, I listen to, you know, the Eagles and Kiss and, like, if we want to go back, I can go back and listen to that stuff as well.
Kiss that's is horrible great, also, by the way.
That's the great thing about me is I can go back and listen to music from probably any era from or any century, 60s and up.
John, during the break, JT was telling me he's blacker than everybody who's called today. Do you believe that he's the blackest of the black?
Are we talking like skin color or are we talking...
He is very dark complected, but I think he means like as far as like being a black man, he's as black as anyone.
Well, I can't speak on the other callers.
You can't speak on be
off on the other callers.
Is he the blackest guy you know? Who's blacker, him or Jerome?
Jerome is.
I'd say Jerome.
Yeah,
I think Jerome's blacker too.
Well, wait, you got to ask me these questions first.
I've got to ask you.
You have to ask me the questions first. Okay. Because I think once you ask me the questions, then a lot of start to come out. But yep. I think the problem is everybody who's called again is a lot older than I am.
Okay.
That's the old school of thinking.
Well, we have more people listening to the show that are older than you.
Probably, yeah.
Than that are younger than you.
Yeah. I mean, you might be.
I'm the medium age.
Yeah.
I'm about the round. I might be a little younger than the medium age.
Yeah.
That's fine. I'm okay. Look.
I've got a mature audience, JT.
Listen, I respect my elders.
Mature audience.
I respect my elders. So if someone calls and tells me something, I'll take what you're saying into consideration. That doesn't mean that you're right.
What do black people think about Steph Curry?
Ooh. Some people.
Do you guys accept Steph Curry as one of your own?
We do. We do, but a lot of people don't like Steph, and the reason why is because, one, he's light-skinned. Mm-hmm. Two, he has a hot wife. Three, Steph just kind of came out of nowhere, and he's very, like, prodful and boastful and arrogant whenever he's on the court.
He's won back-to-back MVPs, so you can kind of do that.
Yeah, but a lot of people don't like that. A lot of people still want – a lot of people are saying they wanted LeBron just to dominate the Warriors.
Okay.
Yeah. We do accept Steph, but not all the way.
Okay.
We accept him for a few things that he do. Not his shoes.
You guys prefer LeBron over Steph?
Black people, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Black people prefer. Is LeBron the favorite of blacks? Is he the favorite black player?
In NBA?
Yeah.
Yes.
He's the most highly regarded.
Yes, but.
More so than like Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant, is down. No, black people are down on Kevin Durant,
yes,
aren't they?
Yeah, they are. They are.
Does he act too white?
No, he just doesn't act too black.
Okay.
Besides his hair. Like, he needs to brush his hair at some point in time because his hair looks a hot mess.
Okay.
Now, a lot of people are more high on LeBron, but a lot of black people, especially my age, they probably act more like J.R. Smith.
Okay.
Anything is possible, sliding in DMs, asking girls if they want the pipe.
White people like, or black people like Russ Westbrook?
For the most part, yes.
Okay.
Yeah. He's your playground athlete. Like, if I was to play with anybody on the playground, it would be him.
Who's the, who's in the black community, like if you took a poll of all the black people, who would be the most popular baseball player?
Oh, that's hard. If you ask me, probably Jose Bautista.
Okay.
Just because of the bat flip.
Okay.
Yeah. In a league right now, right?
But he got punched in the face and didn't do anything.
He did get punched in the face.
That's like getting your chain snatched, right?
But, yeah. But black people like arrogance.
Okay.
A little bit. But only from, it can't be from Steph Curry for some reason.
Interesting.
Yeah. Like LeBron arrogance, like his little dance where he pats his chest and goes down. Black people love that.
What do black people think about J.J. Watt?
He has a... If you're in Houston, they love him.
Okay.
Outside of Houston, probably a high disapproval rate.
Really?
Yes.
What, they think he's overrated, or they think... What do they not like about him?
He's white trying to dominate a black sport.
Trying to dominate or dominating?
Would you say he's the best defensive lineman in the NFL?
I mean, up until last year, I'd have a hard time arguing it.
Okay. Yeah.
Would you say differently?
I think it's Aaron Donald, but
I think he's in that conversation too. Aaron Donald's not a multiple time defensive player of the year.
No, he's not, and that's why probably black people don't like J.J. Watt.
Okay.
He gets a lot of shine. And also, his team doesn't really
do. Do black people dislike Luke Kuechly for the same reason?
Black people probably don't know who Luke Kuechly is.
Is it because they play defense?
No, I mean black people like.
Do black people dislike white guys who are good, like quarterbacks and things like that?
Black people do not. I mean, black people like white guys. Yeah, it just depends on who it is. A lot of black people didn't like Peyton Manning. I'm one of those guys. I thought he was overrated.
What about how do black people feel about Tom Brady?
Most black people like Tom Brady.
Okay.
Yes.
Who's your favorite football player?
Adrian Peterson.
Do you think it's weird when black guys say, like when you ask a black guy who your favorite football player is and they say a white guy?
No, because...
Would you question that guy?
Like no.
If you ask somebody, who's your favorite football player, he said Andrew Luck.
No, I wouldn't question him because growing up, I would say that my favorite football player was Steve Young.
Okay.
Yeah.
But would you tell your black friends that?
Yeah.
And they were okay with that.
Yeah. And my favorite quarterback in the league right now is Tom Brady.
Because I think it's funny, like white guys, like if you say who's your favorite player and they say a black guy, no one thinks it's weird. But I feel like if a black guy, you say, like if I said LeBron James, my favorite player in the NBA, no one would think that's weird. But if I asked you, like, who's your favorite basketball player ever and you said Steve Nash, people would think that was weird,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's different in sports. In football, it's okay. In basketball, if you're black and you have a white favorite player, people look
that's
at you
weird,
sideways.
Huh?
Yes.
Okay.
Even though my favorite player is but it can't be anybody new school, right? Because my favorite player of all time is Dirk Nowitzki. But I'm a Dallas fan.
Yeah.
Right.
So he's your favorite all-time player?
He's my favorite all-time player, yes.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
And was he your favorite player when he was playing?
Yeah.
I thought you said you can't have what I'm saying, like when he was in his prime, he was your favorite.
Yeah. It's different for guys like Dirk and probably Larry. That's it.
That's the only acceptable white guy. Huh?
That's probably it. Everybody else, you have to.
I bet if the Mavericks had ever had a really great black player,
it would probably be him. Yes,
you would have to pick him, right?
If the Mavericks ever had Michael Jordan, then yeah, it would be him. Or Kobe.
Or even someone who's a little bit less good than Dirk, you would still have to pick the black guy.
Probably, like if OJ Mayo would have panned out for the Dallas Mavericks.
Yeah, you'd have to pick him.
Yeah.
All right, I got to tell you guys about Tri-Eagle Energy. I got a couple more of these I want to ask you on the other side.
Okay.
The summer months are here. It's time to start thinking about your electricity bills. Tri-Eagle is a born and raised Texas company. They care about helping you decrease your energy usage, and they do it in a ton of cool ways. They send out packages to you. You can set it up where they send out packages to you that they send you new air filters. They send you a bunch of little handy gadgets you can use around your house that don't seem like much, but it adds up to making your home a smarter home, makes it run smarter. They've also got the Smart Energy 36 plan that comes with the all-new Eco B4 that's got built-in Amazon Alexa voice service, so it listens to you and it talks back. And that's really cool. Even cooler, it saves you up to 23% on heating and cooling costs. That is cool. Current center point rates for this plan, 8.6 cents. When you use our promo code ESPN, it's a very competitive rate, and you're locking it in for 36 months. This rate's only good till the end of the month, so jump on it now. And if you're in the Houston area, Tri-Eagle Energy will install your thermostat for absolutely free. Check them out, TriEagleEnergy.com, or give them a call, 877-93-EAGLE. And remember to use that promo code ESPN when you do. PUCT number 10064.
ESPN 97.5.